Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Because we partying up in here, y'all.
Right. Rock is always a party at your house, man.
Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah. All right, you guys ready? All right, here we go.
You're listening to the What's Up Falcons podcast, 200th episode. Congratulations, fellas. Maybe now you can finally pay me. With Rock, Hoop, Q, Aries Falcon, and keeping it sexy, LG.
What's up, what's up, what's up, and welcome to the What's Up Falcons podcast. My name is Rock in the house, y'all, and I'm joined with my boy Q in the house. What's going on, Q?
Happy 200th.
Hey, man, happy 200th. That's right, that is right. And we're also joined with my man Hoop in the house. What's going on, Hoop?
Man, 200 episodes, a lot has changed, but a lot has stayed the same.
Exactly, man. Exactly. And Aries is not here, but y'all may hear some deep voice giggling over here. If y'all haven't listened in a long time, you may not know who this stranger is, but the guy.
Oh, ain't no stranger.
let him know. Let him know. OG.
All right. So we got one of the OGs back in the house. We were able to get him back here for the 200th episode. We have Mr. Keeping It Sexy, LG, in the house. What's up, LG?
Hey, man, I just want to come in on Q saying I can't keep it sexy by being married. Come on now. You know, I'm always be that.
You're skinny, wonderful, man. I'll
always keep it sexy. You know that.
Yeah, baby.
I'm going to keep it sexy no matter what.
You can't hold me down.
He's hiding in the basement right now as he's making this statement.
Nah, you know, I got to have to close the door, though.
Oh, yeah.
I throw punch that bitch.
What's that noise down there?
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Oh, did you say something?
You know, you got that one squeaky board to get your way, man.
It's on the creek. Oh, shit. How are you doing? Who you talking to?
Exactly. So you're going to get a glass of water.
You ain't back yet?
Excuse me, bitch.
Hey, man, I want to thank all y'all for being here and checking us out here at the What's Up Falcons podcast. This is a very special episode, y'all. It's our 200th episode, man. We have been doing this for a long time, fellas. I mean, you know, it's been a while. We hit the 200 mark, man. Good God, man.
I know, man. You think they'll be on, came out with a different kind of phone at this point, you
know? They have.
You know, I'm saying.
Where is that? Where is that?
Yeah, I know, right? Aries with his Android somewhere. But hopefully Aries will jump on. But fellas, before we kick it off, let me tell y'all some stats, man. Just to let y'all know how much work we've done. So far, like, this is our 200th episode. So, you know, we've got 200. We'll have 200 in the can after this show. We've been doing this for 7 years, since 2014, and it will be 8 years in August. And we've done about 28 episodes a year.
Damn, those are some numbers for you.
Remarkable, man.
I know,
those
man.
Some numbers.
So, you know, we have a lot to talk about, man. It's too much to put in one show, of course. And there's no way in hell I could have went through all that stuff and found all this stuff. So we're just going to keep it fun. And we're just going to talk about, you know, stuff from the show, favorite episodes. I even got some trivia questions for everyone who's listening. You know, so we're just going to keep it a party up in here. We partying up here, man. If you got a glass, hold it up. Drink it right now. Drink a drink for the 200th episode of the What's Up Falcons podcast. Drink it.
I know there ain't no more liquor.
It ain't no more liquor at all, man. It ain't no more liquor. But we are celebrating up here. So I hope y'all got your glasses. Take a shot. Take a drink. Take a sip. And we're going to be partying up here, man. And here, we gotta do it right here. Let me just get some party music going real fast.
Please tell me you have on deck the first time we realize Aries stutters. Gotta have that moment.
Oh, no, here you go.
I know, right? He's already starting, man. Oh, here he comes. Oh, we got Aries in the house. What's up, Aries Falcon?
We got all five in the building. Man, let me take a straight shot.
That's the last time this happened.
Really, last time that happened.
I know. We're all here, man. We're all here. I'm the only one on video, but we're all here, man. But that's all right. We're celebrating. It's a party up in here, Aries. It's 200 episodes, man. We partying up in here. We partying. It's a party. It's a party. 200. 200.
Oh, my goodness.
Way back on that.
Don't tell me the roof is on fire.
The roof is on. Boy! 200. Hey, 200. Hey, 200. Yeah. Al, you don't have to act like you don't know what that's about, Al.
I know that's what that's about, man. Probably got some memories on that one.
Oh, man. Well, I'm glad all you fellas can join in, man. Like Aries, I was telling everybody, man, we're just going to keep it fun, man. It's usually we talk about Falcon stuff, but this show is about this show. So we're going to talk about our whole, you know, everything that we've done, our favorite episodes, all this kind of stuff. It's keeping it fun, man. Keeping it fun. So what you fellas been up to? Now, before we start, let's jump with Al G. Keeping it sexy. Oh, the mystery man.
No mystery about me, Rocky. You know that.
Well, Al G, I think you owe the people an explanation. Where you been?
Just grinding, man. Grinding. Got married, man. You just tie all of it in, man. You know, and just keep a brother down.
Either
the wife or the job, man. You just pick your poison.
What made you get married? You was planning on it, or you just kind of spur of the moment? You decided to get married, or what was? How did this come to be?
It's been in the making. You know, it's been a 2-year thing, so
went
ahead and just go ahead and make it official, man. You know.
Wow.
One of those things, you just got to go ahead and make that decision. You know, you ain't getting no younger out here.
That's true.
Yeah. That means he got an ultimatum. She's like, put a ring on it, I'm gone. He was like,
ah. Now, does the missus let you watch the Falcons?
It ain't quite go like that, though, Q. It ain't quite go like that, but yeah, something like that.
She let you watch the ball game, man?
Yeah. Huh? Does she let you watch the game? Does the missus like the Falcons?
No, she watches Married at First Sight during that time.
Oh, no. You know, you got to be in a separate room to watch the Falcons. She's a G girl, though. You know, she's Georgia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but not the Falcons.
We liked her already.
Not until the Falcons start improving, something to watch, you know.
As soon as that game over, you got to go in the other room and watch Lifetime movies.
Exactly, you know. Well, some TLC or something.
Well, tell her we said thank you for letting you come on the show. You know,
I know. Yeah, she gave me a few minutes.
All right, tell her real okay.
Man, I know you run that house and pay them bills, man. Don't go out like that now.
Oh, hey,
don't
God.
Talk so loud, man.
She listening, Gil. She's listening.
Excuse me, bitch.
All right, fellas. Hey, man. Let's start. I want to start off, man. We're gonna do some trivia shit, man. I got all kind of shit going on. First of all, you guys got all your shirts. What's up, fucking shirts I sent you?
Yes, thank you very much. It looks snazzy.
Cool.
I went and pulled mine out the dirties and put it back on again tonight.
He was great on the show yesterday. I can confirm.
I know. Al, you get yours?
Yeah, I got it, man. I ain't put it on yet, but hey, it's in the closet, though.
All right, cool.
Saving it for the right moment.
And Aries, I know you got yours, right? Aries probably busy. But I know Aries got his. I think he sent me a text or whatever. But all right, man. Well, let's get it going, man. Let's start off with some trivia, man. See how much y'all know about our show. You know what I'm saying? Here, I'm gonna put up a trivia question and see if y'all can
trivia figure it out. Question number one.
All right. Trivia question number one. Which person has the funniest nickname from the show? The funniest.
Damn. Does anybody have a nickname for me?
We do. Some
nicknames from that. Yeah. From, when we interviewed. Who was that?
Okay,
that's Supreme Court Justice. Was that Kavanaugh?
Yeah, Brett Kavanaugh.
Yeah. So he gave everybody some nicknames that night.
I know. And now the answers to these are pretty subjective sometimes, but this is what I thought. So Al, you think your name
is the funniest? I think mine is.
The funniest? All right. Anybody else want to take a guess?
I mean, you had a mohawk for like forever.
I forgot about that.
That was close, Hoop. That was definitely close. All right, I'll give you what I gave the answer. Hoop, you may not like this, but the funniest name on this show was given to you. It's called Gang Bang Greg.
Excuse me, bitch.
I know Mr. was told that in front of me, and I know why he said that. Of course, this is a family show.
hey, y'all break down the background on this name.
Cute.
No, sir.
Yeah. What was your nickname, Rock?
Hey, it was Rock Hard Rock.
Yeah. He said it real quick.
Big old Rock Hard
Rock. Rock Hard Rock.
Bet you're listening.
Yeah, he'll
not yet. All right, man. Well, all right, that's our first trivia question, man. All right, we're going to start off, man. Favorite episodes, man. And who your favorite episode you told me was what's your favorite episode? Was it episode with John Michaels?
I thought John Michaels was an easy talk to because, you know, working in this 790 building for so many years, that's someone I used to see in, like, the hallway and, like, the elevator.
Yeah.
And he just seemed like a dude that you would be at the bar, have, you know, beer with, talk shit.
Oh, yeah.
He seemed like a cool dude. So I like that episode.
Let me ask you this, John. How you feel about, we talk about this guy all the time, how you feel about Duke Riley?
He's a guy that won't be on the team much longer.
I mean,
he is a great dude. Duke is hilarious. You know, I've talked to him on the road. Duke's got that super Cajun accent. He's just not very good. I mean, he's a guy that looks like $1 million and doesn't play like it.
He is, man. I used to see him every morning in Starbucks and stuff. He was always cool. Either Starbucks or Chick-fil-A in Colony Square.
What's he up to nowadays? Anybody know? I thought he landed on his feet and got back again.
He got hired at 680.
Yeah.
Okay.
And also, he's trying to do like a little venture on his own, like kind of create some content, like right. The sports that he promotes on his Twitter page. So he's out here working.
Well, I reached out to that chump just to see if he wanted to jump on the show or at least give us a shout out. And I hadn't heard back from him, but we do have some shout outs, man. We do have a couple that people left us, and I'll play them and start playing them in a minute. Al, your favorite episode. I know you said you liked the Keon Carpenter episode.
Yeah, man. Keon was a good one, man. I mean, he was to the point on a lot of stuff, you know, knew what to say. I mean, it was just one of those laid back episodes, man.
Right.
You know, where you can really get into.
Yeah, man.
He gave us some good input on a lot of stuff.
He did, man. And, you know, and it was a shame, man. We had him on twice before he passed, right?
Yep.
He was a good dude, man. We enjoyed having him on, man.
What happened to him? I don't even remember.
It was
some kind of freak accident, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a freak accident, man. I think he was like with his kids and somewhere in Miami, and he was running with them, and he tripped and fell and hit his head.
Yeah, and didn't he lost his wife and had like a foundation set up for her too, right?
No, you're thinking about the other guest, Chris Strath.
Okay, I'm just about to say, man, that'd be a lot for some kids. So I'm glad it wasn't the same dude.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, but no, yeah,
that was an awesome episode with that guy, man.
Yeah, man, and
it's good we got it on recording, you know.
Right, and Chris Draft, I put that down as my favorite episode when we had Chris Draft on there, because I thought that was cool that, you know, he kind of broke down talking about his wife. I thought that was a real cool moment.
You know, she cared about her people so much, you know, and so much of a authentic relationship that was of care and compassion that, you know, even with her having cancer, she would not allow that to be an excuse.
Right.
And she wanted very clear to everyone and said, don't use, this is not an excuse. I am sorry. You know, I'm moving a little slow.
Right.
A little slow. And I say those two things because I think, I mean, again, there's not much more beautiful than that. All going through, and you can say, let's fight for others. But then all the things that you're going through, and you can still tell your family and friends that, you know what, don't make an excuse for me. I'm right here.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Man, that's a love story right there.
It is, and she sounds like an incredible person, man. She's an incredible person.
She was.
All right.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, I think if anybody want to listen to that episode, that was episode 28, and I think John Michael, I don't know, I can't remember what episode John Michaels was, but Keon Carpenter, I know we had him on episode 39 and episode 71, so y'all want to check those out. Just look those up in the archives.
I got to come over to your house one day, Rock, and see how you do all this.
You do, man. You do. You see all this stuff, you know. It ain't easy, man, but it was fun going through all this stuff, you know. And Aries, did you say you didn't give us a favorite episode, but I'd pick one for you unless you have one.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, well.
His favorite episode was when Georgia lost to Alabama in the SEC game.
That ranks up there.
His least favorite episode.
Y'all voices, oh my God.
His least favorite episode is when Georgia won the national championship and when the Braves won the World Series. So. All in the same year.
I hear that. And also, go ahead, Aries.
I said, okay, whatever.
And Q, I think we all know this, but what was your favorite episode?
Favorite episode is both times we talked to Obi.
Oh.
That dude was the easiest to talk to, although y'all were maybe asking him about that picture that surfaced.
Man.
He said that was a no-go. That picture, he was half-dressed with another in the bed.
Oh, he listened to the show, man.
I remember that, man.
You better cut that out then if you want him back.
Wow. He's a good dude.
Yeah, Obi's definitely a good dude. Yeah.
That was a good one.
Definitely, man. Definitely. All right, man. Hey, I'll let me play one of our voicemails, man. Some people gave us shouted us out. Let me see if I can play one. And I'll be playing them throughout the show, but here, let me see if I can get one for us. Share my screen. And all right, here we go. All right. We have the one and only Joe Hader. See what Joe said. Wasn't playing. Come on, Joe. All right, that's not one to play.
Still hating today.
He's still hating today. He ain't on the show.
He's like, oh, I hate this show. Come on, play. Play earlier.
He said, I'm going to make a comment, but you bastards will never hear it.
Hate. God damn, man. Here, let me refresh that. I knew something wasn't going to work out right. Let's try it one more time. Here it goes.
All the
your 200 podcasts. Congrats. You ain't shit till you hit 500. Joe Hader, out.
Damn. Hey, that's classic that Joe Hader right there.
Classic Joe Hader.
Classic Joe Hader, man. And speaking of Joe Hader, man, I hadn't showed y'all this. I might have told y'all this, but he really likes the show, man. And he gave us a gift for the show, man. He gave us this. I don't know if y'all can see it. I'm going to put it on my screen. He gave us a What's Up Falcons helmet that he made.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah. Courtesy of Joe Hader.
like that. That is official right there.
Well, I got I like that. That's clean.
My
That's clean.
Bro,
I like that.
He couldn't see the Falcons logo on it though, could he?
No, I told him what to.
Falcons on the back.
Yeah, it says Falcons on the back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Joe did it for. I tried to get him to come on the show to talk about it, man, but
he finally got something right, I guess.
Right.
Take off your hat and put it on.
It won't fit. It's junior size. It's not adult size.
You don't want to mess up the Mohawk.
The adult size is a little more costly to him, so I'm like, you know, this is cool. But yeah, he makes these, man. He has a bunch of them. He does, you know, he does them for the Raiders and all different teams. So he did this for our show, man.
Okay, well, I need one of those.
Thank you, Joe Hader.
That's what's up.
Yeah, I'll put you in touch with Joe Hater from Grenada. All right, man. All right.
Matter of fact, send me a picture of that.
I will.
Get a chance.
I'll send everybody a picture of it and everything. I was going to try to make like a video and put it on the show and all that kind of stuff. So I still may do that, but I'll definitely send you a picture of it. And you're listening to the What's Up Falcons podcast. 200 episodes, y'all. Yeah, we're partying up in here. Celebrating 200, man. 200. All right, man.
Let's talk. Frank still says gangbang Greg. Like,
hey, it's a party. It's a party, gangbang.
Excuse me, bitch.
You got that up there, don't you?
Gangbang Greg. All right,
you
get
all the things you requested, Greg, coming. Don't worry about it. Oh, Lord. Come on, remember all that stuff you requested?
All right, man. Who was y'all favorite guest on the show? We've had quite a few, man, and I'll name a few of them out, man. Al, who was your favorite guest, man?
Oh, man. Probably, I don't know, maybe OJ, I think.
Yeah, OJ. I think it was OJ. That was a good one. OJ was a good one.
Yeah, but when he first got out, though.
When he first got out.
What's up, everybody? This is Rock at the What's Up Falcons podcast, and we have an exclusive. We have an interview with The Juice after he just was released early Sunday morning from Arizona Correctional Center. Juice, are you happy to be loosed? Are you there?
The juice is loose, Rock. I'm loose. The juice, and it's not Arizona. It was Nevada.
Oh, Nevada. I'm in Nevada. Nevada, Arizona. What's the difference? But... Juice, all
Rock,
right.
Rock, did you see my parole hearing?
I saw some of it, sir.
Yeah, it was like a prison version of American Idol.
All right, sir. Well, Juice, so how's it feel so far to be a free man? I know it's kind of dark out now, but how's it feel?
Feels good. I'm waiting on my Uber. It's going to be a white Bronco coming to get me in 2 minutes.
All right. Yeah, Uber is a great service. This will be the first time you've ever taken an Uber.
It is. And I'm sad to be leaving the Lovelock Correctional Center. They're going to have to find a new softball commissioner. Now the juice is gone.
All right, the juice is gone. And it's going to be crazy out here in the streets. So, Juice, the word is you're planning on moving back to Florida with a good friend of yours and do a little golfing. Is that true?
No. Actually, I'm taking a job with the Dallas Cowboys. I'm going to be a mentor to Ezekiel Elliott.
Good. I think he could. Well, yeah.
I mean, who would have thought it, Rock? I'm going to get a job faster than Colin Kaepernick.
Well, you may not. I don't know if people are not too happy with you still. I don't know if you listen.
Hey, Rock, I got a question for you.
Well, what's that, Juice?
Do you know where I can get a pair of Big Baller brand sliders?
I do not.
Okay.
I don't even know what the hell that is. All right, Mr. Juice. So some of your naysayers out there say that you haven't really shown any remorse in your sentence here, and they think that you still should be in locked up. What would you say about that?
Listen, Rock, I plan on getting married again. I'm going to take another stab at it.
Not a good choice of words there, Mr. Juice.
Well, speaking of good choice of words, my lawyer told me to avoid phrases like take a stab at it or cut to the chase. So you notice in my parole hearing, I said I'm a straight shooter.
Straight shooter, okay. All right, well, Mr. Juice, are you planning, I also remember in your hearing that one of the the parolee, I guess, suggested that you seek some sort of alcohol recovery treatment program since you did admit to being drunk when you committed the armed robbery. Are you going to follow up with that, sir?
Hell to the no. I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to write a book. I'm going to write a book. From football to prison, my 25 years of showering with men.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
We know some of our listeners may be interested in that book.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm, can you hook me up with Sammy Socialite?
I'll see what I can do, sir. I'll see what I can do. But Mr. Juice, by the way, are you planning to, what are you going to do for money? Because you know you have an outstanding debt to the Goldman family, I believe like $33 million. Are you planning on settling up with that?
It's $33 million, and then they told me recently with the interest, it's been upgraded to $65 million, but I ain't paying them jokers nothing. They can't touch my pension.
All right, Juice. We're running a little short on time, but before we go, a couple more questions. Are you stated before in the past that you're definitely going to spend the rest of your life, if it takes that, to find the real murderers. Are you still going to make that your life mission?
Yes, sir, I am. Every time I sink a putt on the golf course, I look in that hole to make sure the killer ain't hiding in there.
All right. So, you seem to think the killer's in Florida.
I do. He's somewhere. All right. And he's missing a glove. That's all we got to do. Put an APB out on somebody missing a glove, Rock.
All right. APB out on that. All right, Juice, one more thing. Why did they decide to release you at midnight, in the middle of the night like this?
Because I said, hey, where the white women at? They told me white women out between midnight and 4 a.m. So I'm on a bigger and better white women, Rock.
All right.
I'm getting an iPhone, too.
Oh, nice.
Yep. I took some computer classes while I was locked up in penitentiary.
Okay. Well, things have changed out here, so good luck with you on that, sir.
Yeah. I'm on OS 2. I need to upgrade.
All right, Mr. Juice, if there's anything you would like to say before we wrap up this special interview?
Just one thing. Make sure you give me Caitlyn Jenner's email, phone, and facsimile.
I think I can do that, sir. I think we can help you out with that.
I appreciate that. And I want them big ball of brand sliders.
Oh, I think that's your Uber maybe pulling up, and your Uber driver looks a little familiar. Is that?
Oh, it's Al. It's Al?
Yeah. I thought it was Caitlin.
It's like 25 years ago all over again. Al driving the Bronco. I gotta go.
All right, Mr. Juice. Thank you, sir. We appreciate it.
Uh-huh. Awesome. I'm looking.
That was an exclusive interview only here at the What's Up Falcons podcast. Wow.
I think we were one of the first interviews.
We were the very first one. He was in the car riding home from the prison.
Hey, who?
Probably mine.
Mr. Who? Yeah. Who's your favorite guest? We've had a lot of guests, so who's your favorite guest?
OJ did have some good writing, but I'm going to have to go with...
And then before you say it, it doesn't have to be, you know, one of the characters. It can be like a real guest.
Oh, real guest.
Yeah.
Shoot.
But it can be one of the characters.
What are you talking about? OJ is real.
Oh, no,
right. He's always keeping it real.
He is keeping it real. I mean, I can name off a couple of it, you know, if you don't know one or...
Refresh my memory.
You know, we've had, of course, we had the Deacon on, man. You can't forget Deacon Sheely, David Sheely.
That dude from New Orleans that faked the sign.
Yeah, we had him.
He's not a lot wrong.
That's my least favorite.
Well, he got that voodoo, that the New Orleans voodoo put on him.
We've had Logan on for Rise Up Rundown. Logan's a pretty cool dude, man. We've had him on twice. Yeah.
Remember that time we were on that radio show with that girl out of Colorado? And we thought she went to break it.
Oh, yeah. Man, that was Al's girl, wasn't it? You hooked us up with her.
No, you can't say Al's girl. No.
I mean his connection, not his girl girl. You remember?
Oh, yeah.
Whatever happened to her?
I don't know, man. She's just like MIA, man, for the longest, longer than I have been.
I'll tell you what happened. The radio, internet radio show didn't work out, and now she has an OnlyFans.
Oh. Hey, man, it's hard times out here. Just COVID. Hey,
y'all know the name of it?
Didn't really get a hoop. You know the name of it? But, man, we've had like, Toby D got some pound from pound, Toby and JR.
Yeah, yeah, I'm going to throw that out there.
Yep. We've had Smitty Sports Machine on. We've had, y'all remember Scott Jun? He had the man cave.
Yeah, absolutely. Next one over, Roddy White signed, game issued, 2011. Beautiful pad cut jersey, just absolutely phenomenal. The one next to that one is Matt Ryan. Matt wore this jersey, and he only wore this color jersey, the black with the new logo on it, two times. He wore this one against the Carolina Panthers his rookie year. So really, really cool. Love that jersey.
Very nice.
Probably my favorite piece that I own is the one next to that one, and that's Michael Turner. I'm a huge Michael Turner fan. I met Mike a few months ago and had this jersey. It was at a signing, and he signed it to me, signed his name. He wore this against the New York Jets in 2009.
I remember.
Oh, yeah. That was nice.
Hey, y'all. Nice. Speaking of guests, we have a guest that just popped in to say hello, man. Are y'all ready for our guest?
Absolutely.
It's definitely one of my favorite guests. It's Mr. Sammy Socialite in the house. What up, Sammy?
Sammy, OG.
Sammy's the OG.
I've been MIA too.
Sammy. How have y'all been?
We've been good, man.
We've been following you. Aries Falcon, he's always on your social media. We do have a question for you. There was a video that surfaced where you were eating like hot wings at Hooters and you got mad about something. What was going on with that? We want to know about that, Sammy.
Well, you know, out with some friends, getting lit, and it's a little racism being shown, you know. We had been there for like 2 hours doing the all you can eat wings, and we had just paid our check, and then all of a sudden the manager came over after we paid and was like, "Hey, you guys have been so loud, you know, can you guys like get out?" And I was like, I was mad because I'm like, we were about to leave anyway. If we were so loud, why you didn't tell us this before you gave us the check so we paid?
Right.
Wow. And I was a little irate about that because being in Conyers, Georgia, I felt some type of way.
Oh, you're all in Conyers. The Hooters in Conyers.
That makes sense now.
Oh, yeah.
Aries loves to follow you. Aries loves to follow you, and then he showed us that. And I was like, what's going on with Sammy? But now hearing all that, I'm like, oh, that makes perfect sense.
Wasn't you the one who posted it?
Hey, Sammy, you're going to have to go to Buckhead next time.
I haven't stepped foot in a Hooters since that incident.
Oh, wow. I don't blame you.
Don't blame
that fish.
Come on, son.
I know. Yes, crazy. But Sammy, man, it's Vince, man. You've been okay, man. You know, as we see you on social media, what do you think about this team, man? Real quick, man, your thoughts on this team. You think we can turn this thing around?
We got work to do.
No shit.
It could have been so easy. They could have started last year. Everyone knew we needed a running back. They refused to draft a running back last year.
Right.
So now we're not only are we behind, we need another running back. We need a wide receiver now too.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
what do you think about this old Calvin Ridley thing?
Man, y'all gonna get me in some trouble. I've already been going through the slammer with this one.
Uh-oh.
But honestly, like, I mean, I respect whatever Calvin has going on. But at the end of the day, this is a business. This is a football team. You take as much time as you need to get your mental together that's cool, but you need to let your team know what your plan is so we can move. Like, this is not just, it's not just some play shit. Like,
right.
We need to know if we need to draft a wide receiver in the first or second round. I'm not even gonna be acting like
not the first. No.
I hear that first. Because we have so many pieces, I understand. But you also have to understand, if you don't have not a single number one receiver, you have to go make that pick.
Yeah.
It is what it is. I mean, offense is what the NFL is about. Yes, this year defenses have been showing up and showing out, but even if you look at the teams that are in the Super Bowl, their defenses are great, but they have wide receivers and they have talent on the offensive side of the ball on both teams to make spectacular plays. We don't have that. I mean, if Kyle Pitts is going to be the only person on the team, he's getting doubled. Who we throwing to? Christian Blake? Alameda is the kids. Who are these niggas? Like, I'm sick of them. They've been on and off our practice team for years at this point.
Right.
No team wants them. No team has tried to get them. They're like, Matt Ryan deserves better.
Yeah.
So, you know, I know how some people feel about Matt Ryan. So.
we ain't gonna talk about that.
Yeah. But, you know.
Hey, Sammy, did you see that your boy Calvin Ridley, he couldn't play, but he was at the SEC championship game jumping up and down on the sideline for Alabama?
I saw no footage of the incident that you're discussing. I did see the rumors about that on social media. I do find it very strange and ironic that after that came out, nobody said anything about that either way, but literally like less than a week, he posted on Snapchat, which he hadn't in a whole month and a half, 2 months, his stats as if he was trying to prove something to somebody. So I don't
know. What the hell?
I don't know, man. But hey.
Yeah. He also liked a tweet on Twitter about somebody saying Calvin Ridley come to the Dolphins. Which he later
I heard about that.
Which he later unlike the same day. I happened to see it because someone on my timeline saw it. And I was like, oh, let me go check this out. And then I was like, I can't believe he tweeted that.
Well, you know, I think they were trading him, so you know. I don't think he wants to be here.
If we trade him though, as a team, I understand, like, people are asking like, oh, he at least should go for a second rounder or whatever. But at the same time, as if how he was acting this whole year is tied to where his mental health is, or even him wanting a trade, how do you, a national football team, give up a second round pick for a player that you don't know that might just play two games and wake up and just quit on you in the last year of his contract? Right. And that's what I think a lot of people are not putting a lot of thought into. This is his fifth year option year. So the team that gives up something is not guaranteed to have Ridley.
Right.
So that should temper people's expectations about what draft pick we would get. I honestly don't see us getting more than a fourth. It would have to be a team that has a plethora of picks to even get a third, I believe.
Interesting.
Man, I wouldn't even take him on my fantasy team right now with the way he acting up.
Oh, I don't want to talk about the fantasy shit because that he fucked me over on so many leagues.
Yeah, man. So I don't know. Well, it's going to be an interesting offseason, to say the least, you know.
Very, very interesting.
Very interesting indeed.
And I don't think it's going to be interesting, but it's going to be not interesting. Because we really can't do much of anything.
That's true.
I saw an article in the AJC that said the new general manager was looking towards the Senior Bowl to pick out some talent. I'm like, really?
Sounds Dan Quinnish to me.
Well, boy, Jerry Jones is high on Dan Quinn right now. He said if he had to have another coach, that's who the new coach would be.
Jerry's crazy anyway.
It's amazing what happens when you go coach players that have already been drafted instead of being in charge of picking the players. It seems to be a big difference.
Indeed, man. Indeed. But That's cool, man. I mean, we'll find out. But Sammy, what have you been up to, man? I mean, you still doing your...
You know, I do this thing called Eden Sports Chat where I sit around, talk the hottest sports topics of the week and eat food like a mukbang.
How can people find it? Shout it out.
It's on YouTube, all on the YouTube page, YouTube.com/SammySocialite. Simple as that. Or you could, you can follow me on Twitter @Sammy_Socialite. And
Harris has that covered
all the time.
Right. Well, Sammy, man,
I just want to tell you guys congratulations on your anniversary. You know what I'm saying?
Appreciate that. It's
been a long time.
7 years, man.
I remember you guys from like 2015, with the whole Bruce Irvin.
That's the first time we met you.
Yep, exactly.
We're still waiting on that to pan out.
Yeah, he came. It just that year.
He must have came at your house. I
don't... Now y'all know Bruce Irvin was a Falcon in 2017. Stop.
Yeah.
Okay.
It didn't work out. To
you. You got any scoop you want to break tonight? Break some scoop tonight.
No, I have no scoop other than the Hawks are serious and do not be surprised if they don't trade anyone because this is the team. Same team and better than the team from last year. Just give them a chance. Hawks, they're going back to the playoffs.
Y'all can have Westbrook.
We're in the 10th spot right now.
We're good.
Y'all can have Westbrook.
We're good on Westbrook. We were at the 12th spot.
You should have kept Cam Reddish
time last year.
Wow. Oh wow.
So hey.
Yeah, it's the Hawks' turn, man. It's their turn. So
could have kept Cam Reddish if all we were getting was a peanut butter bar and a fucking I don't know Aquafina shit. But that's a whole nother story. And this is What's Up Falcons podcast. I'm Sammy Socialite. Again, congratulations on your anniversary. Thank y'all for having me. Y'all have a great rest of the show. Can't wait to
appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Wait, Sammy.
Sammy, before you go, who's the best looking dude in the NFL?
Currently?
Yes, sir.
This is a
as the muscle of sweaty football. Oh my goodness. Man.
I know you got one.
Right now.
Yeah, we've been arguing this.
It's Michael Parsons.
Live and uncensored.
Okay.
You agree.
You agree.
I'm gonna log off on that.
All right, Sammy, run, man, run.
Thank you, Sammy.
Adios.
All right, man. Thanks, Sammy. Appreciate it.
All right.
Peace.
That nigga had an answer. I would've said, what? Y'all stupid, dog.
You get log off, man.
You asked the question, what the hell?
You gotta log off.
Oh, boy.
Hey, man, we found out some interesting information. I don't know why y'all...
How was that interesting information?
It was very interesting information.
I don't know, but I tell you what he's doing right now, Aries. He's Googling your social shit.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
Ultimate troll.
Oh, my God, man.
Right now, he's going, ooh, this nigga stutters? Ooh, his tongue moves fast.
Oh, wow, man.
That's what he's saying right now.
Out of pocket.
And on that note,
it's 200 episodes, bitch.
That's 200. All right, speaking of that.
Moves fast for the ladies. I don't know what the fuck you talking about.
There you go, Aries.
Well, no. Keeping it real.
Well.
All right, well, let's throw up another trivia question.
Man, I wish you could have stayed on longer. That was good.
I know, right?
Hey, no, you got him nervous with that one, bro.
Every time Q opened his mouth, I was sweating. Like,
I know,
oh my God.
I was too, man. Sammy felt it coming. That's why he's like, let me get out of here.
When I told him, I said, Bruce Irvin might have came at your house. He made a flinch.
He's like, oh no.
Oh God.
Wish he had back doors.
Sorry about that, Sammy. It's good having you on, bro.
Yeah. We'll see you in another 200 episodes.
All right. Trivia question.
Trivia question number two.
When the Falcons were on Hard Knocks, which coach said this?
You ain't good enough to be an asshole.
You're not good enough to be an asshole.
Coach Cox, man. Brad Cox.
Wrong.
What?
That's the dude down in Tampa. That was special team coach, right?
Yes. Yeah. What was his name?
Armstrong.
Yep, Keith Armstrong. Well, Keith, I put Keith Smith. Keith Armstrong.
Man, you always messing up names. Look like Chuck Smith. That's at you right now.
Block.
Speaking of that chump, let's go ahead and talk about that chump.
Yeah, play the audio too, man.
All right.
Loaded up.
Now, Q, I thought that was going to be your favorite episode because you always bring that up.
It is, but you didn't get to me because Sammy came in.
No, you said... I thought you said Ovi or something.
No, that was the first question you asked. Then you asked another question that was similar to that.
Oh, okay, okay. Aries sporting a shirt. Aries representing in the house. All right, man. So, yeah, we had Chuck Smith on, you know, the big hit, as you see on the Hoops little name there.
Big ego.
Yeah, really. Big ego. Yeah, definitely.
He wanted to eat dinner. I kept him on the phone while he was eating wings.
All right. Well, like we always talk about on the show, how I screwed up with Big Chuck, calling the wrong name and asking him some messed up shit in the beginning. Q can't get enough of it, but it's never been heard ever outside of that show. But since this is a special 200 show, I went downstairs way down in the basement where I keep all this stuff way down there. And I found it. So I'm going to play it for y'all. it's not super long. It's not long at all. I had to cut one part out so it'll get to it. But here, I'll play it for y'all. It's called Rock Screw Up.
Thank you.
You actually coached at Tennessee at one time too. What, 2010?
Yeah, I had the blessings of coaching at my alma mater.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
He was with Rex Ryan before that. I remember that.
Jets. Yeah. Yeah, I had a chance to coach with the Jets also, and that was pretty cool.
Oh, cool. Now, Chuck, I had a question that I wanted to ask you, man. When and who gave you the nickname The Big Hit?
The what?
The Big Hit.
The big hit.
I'm sorry,
big hit.
I've never heard that nickname ever in my life.
Oh, my mistake. My mistake, fellas.
Yeah, I've never been called that. Okay. The only nicknames I had in Atlanta was just 9-0 the Rhino. Okay. That was given to me.
He was Neon Dion,
Ryan,
right?
Cameron.
Oh, that's what that's about. Rhino. Okay.
I like that. Has Vic Beasley ever reached out to you, Chuck?
Nah, I've never talked to Vic. I've gotten his position coach at Clemson's called me and said he encouraged him to call.
Right.
He said he wanted to call, but he's never reached out to me. But I'm very close with Vic and Grady's position coach, Marion Hobby's one of my good friends. And no, yeah. I've never talked to Vic or personally heard from Vic. No.
Okay.
Wow.
And you did work with Devon Campbell of this track round.
What'd you say? Who?
With Devon Campbell.
Devondre. You guys gotta do your research, man. Y'all gonna do a podcast, man. Come on, man. Hey, man. Honestly, guys, I got love for y'all. But when you do podcasts, y'all gotta have your information, man. You gotta know. Come on now, the guy who got drafted.
Tell me how to do a damn. Tell me how to do a podcast,
show, man. Fuck when you do these things now.
My
I'm
mistake,
not trying
Chuck.
To knock your podcast off. I said I would show love, but come on now. If y'all ain't gonna give no time, how you gonna expect me to really want to give time, man? Come on.
Absolutely.
Wow.
I mean, the guy just got drafted. Right. So I'm just talking as a guy who's been a professional broadcast. I ain't trying to shake y'all down, but you're gonna lose a lot of guys, lose a lot of people, man, if you don't really have your information tight.
Gotta get the names right.
My mistake, Chuck.
Just
my
giving
mistake.
Y'all some, hopefully you can edit it, but I'm just giving y'all some love as a guy who's, you know, been lucky enough to be in the media for a long time. And like when you interview an athlete and you're just saying a lot of things that
cut this chump off,
wrong,
man.
Like, man. Anyway, that was it, man. Aries, have you heard that?
The funniest part about that is I kept him on the phone. We kept talking. I brought up Mike Vick, and that ended up being a two-part show with Chuck Smith.
Yeah. Yeah, he, no, we had after
we
that
had
part.
Him, we had him on so long, it was a two-part show.
Yeah, man, it was that was at the beginning.
That was early on when you messed, when you pissed him off. I thought for sure it was over.
And
we had a recovery. We had a recovery.
And in my defense, man, I was a little nervous because he was our first big, you know, player that we had on the show. So I screwed it up. I was a little nervous, but, you know, it ended up being a good episode.
You thought you was going to be nervous. You thought you would think you'd write some shit down.
I had all this shit trying to get the all this shit together.
You could have had some notes, right?
Aw, come on, Aries. Man. You turned it on me, too?
You should have had the paperwork right there in front of you.
I have the paperwork. I have all this stuff, man. I have a lot to do. Forget y'all, fellas, man. I was just nervous. I was just nervous.
That's the first time I heard that. That's crazy. Man, that's fucking crazy.
Your heart was in the right place, Rock.
Thanks, Hoot.
You got tripped over on the words. His now that I'm listening, now his energy changed.
Yeah.
Because he heard you say, Devondre can't. We try to say Devondre can't.
Right.
He's like, the who?
Exactly.
He was definitely going after you on that one.
Exactly. Like, come on, man. We're new podcasters. Hey, man,
it was a funny moment.
It was.
You know, I think it's better that happened than not happening, because now,
yeah.
I mean, I think that's the all-time best moment. Most talked about, hard to find out there. Did you take the episode down or something?
No, it's still up there. It's the episode with Big Chuck is episode 54, because it was a two-part, so it was 54.
Yeah, because we hit that Michael Vick towards the end, and then after that, he went on about some Michael Vick.
Yeah, 54 and 55. So if y'all want to check out the edited version of that, so episode 54 and 55.
It's an edited version?
Yeah, because we took that out. I took that part out.
Yeah, Michael Vick was pissed off because he was like, get it right. I didn't kill the dogs. My homie killed the dogs. I just fought.
But anyway, so that's it, everybody. You happy now? You know?
Hey, it's out there.
Oh, very, very happy. I'm going to listen to this show over and over and over again.
And that was episode 54. We're on 200. So
and we still haven't forgotten it.
No, I'm like, I've gotten better, so, you know. It was the nerves, man. The nerves. So
was that was probably like 2010.
No, it was later. It was we didn't start to 14, so it was probably 15.
Bro, I remember recording that, bro. That used to...
Oh, me too.
I remember, man. I was sitting on the bed to have my little set.
Yeah. Yeah, man. So that was the big check, the big hit. I'll call that the most embarrassing moment. For Rock.
It wasn't that embarrassing.
The press conference in Knoxville was embarrassing for him.
Yeah, exactly.
I never heard that name before.
Then the motherfucker talking about I'm the 90 Rhino. He heard that shit, man.
Rhino the Rhino.
Yeah, I never heard that.
Yeah, Ryan Cameron, he used to say that on the radio a lot, but I didn't know who the hell he was talking about.
But what was his nickname? That was, it was Big Hit Chuck, right?
No, it was Nine Older Rhino.
No.
Big Chuck. He's always Big Chuck. Even on
B-103. There was no hit in it. It was just Big Chuck.
Yeah,
he's Big Chuck.
Big Chuck.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Big Chuck Smith, that was it.
But yeah, man, so there it goes. All right. It's out. You happy now, Q?
Thank you for that early Christmas present.
So you're welcome. But all right, man, and so we've had all kind of people. We've even had, you know, some ladies on, you know. We've had the great Chelsea on. Chelsea was our very first guest, Q. I tried. Oh. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
She was our very first guest.
And she clowned us.
Yep. She clowned us, but you got to listen to the episode. We slammed the door and said, thank you, come again. We hung up on her. That was hilarious. But we've had her on. I've had my, since, you know, I'm mostly around the ladies now since I've been married, because all my boys are married in other different places, but some of the ladies we hang out with are Falcons fans, and they're the Falcoholics, so they've always supported the show since day one, man. And, you know, we watch the games and everything together.
I got to come down there and watch the game with y'all.
And I'd shout them out, the Falcoholics. And we also had the great Danielle on our show one time. We got to get her back on, Aries.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
She's what?
So, no, that's right.
You want Danielle back on? It was fun when we had Danielle on.
Damn.
She was fun. And we've had...
She said Q straight, too, I believe. I remember that.
And we've had Rama on. Yeah. I don't think we've had Becky on, but we've had some ladies on too. We need more, but it's been fun, man. We tried to, 200 episodes. That's a lot. And also let me play another voicemail for you guys that we got. It was from let me play it. It was a real good one too. I wish I would have played it when Al was here, but it's from David from Deacon.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Deacon Shealy. I have been on the What's Up Falcons podcast a few times. Did so back in college. I still remember the conversations. I still remember the laughs. I still remember the debates. I still remember talking about Julio Jones' foot and whether or not he can actually play. I remember all of that, and I am so proud that these brothers have reached 200 episodes. Do you know how hard it is to reach 200 episodes? It is difficult. It is difficult. It takes dedication. It takes consistency. And these brothers have found that niche. They have found it. Congratulations on 200 episodes.
I thought that was pretty cool, man.
Deacon. That was pretty cool.
Oh, Deacon. You know, he's all growing up, man. Like you said, when he was first on the show, he was in college and stuff. Now he's in Nashville, and I think he's hosting some sports stuff up there, right?
Yeah, I'm working at Trader Joe's part-time.
But he's all grows up, man. Little Deacon David is all grows up now.
Man, that guy knew his stuff, man. Big shout-out.
Yeah, big shout-out. And thanks for leaving us a voicemail, David. We really appreciate it, my friend.
I hope our friends from North Carolina left us one now. I'd be remiss if they didn't.
You know what? They didn't, but they were supposed to join the show. They were supposed to call in, man. I hope they remembered. I sent them the information, but...
Well, we just need to talk to Angela.
Well, I sent him. I told it to him. I thought they were recorded, but, or at least recorded VO for us, so... Maybe they forgot. It's a lot going up there with the... They have their own problems with the Panthers, so...
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, because they don't know who in the hell their quarterback going to be.
Oh, I got a real good trivia question for you guys now, man. I got a real good one.
Trivia question number 3.
All right, next trivia question. First time we heard from Aries. Anybody remember the first time we heard from Aries on this show?
Yeah, I remember. We were calling Robert. It wasn't Aries just then.
But what do you remember what happened?
It was, was he going head-to-head with that dude on YouTube?
No, that was after we met him.
Okay.
That was a good episode, too, Aries, when we found that video, bro. Because I had never seen people talk trash like that on YouTube. And I thought it was some serious stuff. And it was around the time that Ghostface Killer did a video to that one guy. And I was like, oh, shit, what is going on? We got to talk to Aries, man. What is happening? But then I
remember Danielle was on and she was like, this dude lost a bet or something and jumped into a pool or something with no clothes on or something weird like that.
That was the wrong guy.
Does that ring a bell, Aries?
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Same guy, different guy.
Yeah, we forced him off of YouTube.
Oh, you're talking about the New Orleans dude?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's no longer on YouTube.
Yeah, I haven't seen him in a long time. Al used to trip up.
What was the story, though? Remind everybody about the story about the pool.
I don't know. It's just, I think he's like not all there. Honestly, he's slow. And somebody told him, like, we were all inside a hangout like this where there's a bunch of people in the room. And somebody told him that, I got a pool outside. And somebody said, I dare you to jump in the pool. And so he went outside and did. It was like 12 o'clock at night, East Coast time. It was probably about 3-4 o'clock in the morning, and he went outside and jumped in the pool.
He said, gotta do anything for them YouTube followers, man.
Yeah, followers will make you do anything.
That wasn't even about the followers. He was just a flat out
clown.
He was an idiot, whatever you want to call it. That's what he was.
Oh, indeed, man, indeed.
Now, there's a rumor you met that dude at McDowell's. So
there we go.
I don't know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm.
Okay. My bad. Yeah. All right, so nobody knows the answer to this? I'm not you, Aries. I know you know.
No, we don't know the answer. What's up?
Nah.
The answer is, because I was looking for it in the archives, I'm just talking about the very first time we ever heard from Aries. He called in on the show. He left a voicemail on episode 49. And I thought I had that voicemail, but apparently what? I don't. I'll put it in after this, but I think he said something about aimed at UQ. He's like, how do you like Matt Ryan's arm now? What's up, everybody? You just listened to part one of our two-part 200th episode of the What's Up Falcons podcast. Don't forget to check back soon for part two. It's going to be a blast.
Playing the latest episode, What's Up Falcons.
Check out the What's Up Falcons podcast exclusively at armchairallamericans.com. Subscribe to the What's Up Falcons podcast on iTunes and SoundCloud. Listen to the What's Up Falcons podcast at whatsupfalcons.com.